Welcome to Pole Date a Soulmate, Relationship Talk. I'm your host, Antriana E. Stone, the Love Advocate. Tune in weekly on Wednesday to get our new episodes. And do not forget to invite a friend. This week's episode, I'll continue to narrate from the book, Pole Date or Soulmate. We're in Volume 2, Man in Blue. As you can recall, Esther flew to Venezuela, and now she's landed back in the U.S., and the story will continue from LaGuardia Airport. More importantly, thank you so much for listening. Silence lingered throughout the five-hour flight from Venezuela to LaGuardia Airport in New York. As the plane taxied toward the gate, Esther tapped her foot in anticipation as she waited to exit the aircraft. Valerie and Esther glanced at each other with matching smirks on their faces and shook their heads. Esther spoke first. "Welcome to America, the land of the brave. We are two brave women that have traveled from far away and returned safely. All bought, nothing gained," Valerie replied. Valerie and Esther exchanged numbers after they had retrieved their luggage. They both lived outside of New York, across the George Washington Bridge in Jersey City. Although headed in the same direction, they'd already had enough of each other on the long trip and decided to go their separate ways. Valerie arranged for an Uber and Esther hopped into a yellow cab taxi. After giving the taxi driver her destination, there were 20 minutes of silence before the taxi driver spoke up. "So, where are you from?" "I don't mean to pry, but it's been a busy day and you're my last passenger for the night." "Why do you ask?" "It's your job to take me to my destination, not ask questions." After a deep breath, she replied in a softer voice, "Venezuela." The cab driver pretended as though he hadn't heard her earlier response. He seemed to understand that she'd had a long day.
"Was there a women's convention or something over there?"
"No. Why do you ask?"
"You're the fifth lady returning from Venezuela in my cab today. I find it very interesting. That's all. It just came in over the radio that another one from Venezuela just called in."
"Oh, really? I can only imagine. I hope their trip was 100 times better than mine." Esther rolled her eyes as she stared out of the passenger window on the opposite side of the cab. The cab driver frequently checked the rear view mirror as they approached their destination. He stared at Esther through his mirror as she fumbled through her mega purse, searching for her wallet. She frantically tossed things from her purse onto the back seat of the cab, eager to pay him. The cab driver waited patiently and politely and removed her luggage as he waited for her to exit the cab. Finally, Esther paid the taxi fare. "Thank you." Her voice was weak, worn down from the experience of her time in Venezuela. She gravely moved toward her porch, where a thick stack of mail spilled out of her mailbox. She attempted to grab her mail despite both hands being full, which caused a handful of letters to fall onto the porch. The cab driver dashed to rescue her in the overwhelming moment as Esther fumbled with her hands and arms full. For a moment, he startled Esther. She hadn't noticed the driver was still staring and sitting in front of her home. Esther set her luggage inside their door, and the taxi driver handed her the pieces of dropped mail he'd collected.
"Good night," he said as he turned to leave.
Before he'd stepped off the porch, Esther stopped him. "Since this is your last stop, Do you want to come in and have a cup of coffee? I'd appreciate the company." The cab driver studied her for a moment, but nodded. To Esther, he seemed compassionate.
"Sure, I don't mind."
A few minutes later, Esther handed him a freshly brewed cup of coffee. "I know this is an awkward situation. Would you like cream or sugar? Are you married?"
"Light cream. No sugar, please." "Divorced. 3 years. My ex-wife slept with my brother and my father after I'd slept with her sister. She wanted to retaliate. I wasn't hurt by her, not really. My pain comes from my brother and my father. They betrayed my trust. They knew she was my wife, and they could have, should have, walked away."
Esther sat in silence, taking deep breaths, reflecting back on her experience in Venezuela as she listened to the cab driver. But couldn't the same be said for you? You knew they were sisters. What makes that any less painful for your ex-wife? Pardon my asking. She looked at the cup of coffee in her hands. "I'm glad I invited you for coffee, but it seems you needed to talk more than me." The hour was approaching midnight. Esther was exhausted from the 2 days she'd sat at the airport and the long flight home, and she still hadn't showered.
"It's okay. You're right. And I understand why you asked. Anyways, it's getting late. I must leave."
"I'll share my experience the next time." He paused and then nodded.
"Sure."
The taxi driver handed Esther his business card.
"My name's James, by the way. Thank you for the coffee."
He paused. "Esther," she replied. "It was nice talking to you, James." She thought it was strange that he hadn't answered her question as she locked her door behind James. Though she really couldn't blame him for avoiding them, it was obviously a touchy subject. She tried to push the question out of her head as she took a shower and prepared for bed. Early the next morning, Esther still wanted to talk to someone, since James had taken up most of the day and night and time they shared telling his own story. She called her nature trail buddies, eager to walk and talk to clear her mind. But before Esther had even started dialing, Elizabeth called Esther instead. Elizabeth explained that she'd been thinking of her and wanted to know how things were going. Since Esther had returned from her trip, Elizabeth invited her to meet up on the nature trail. Esther agreed, immediately thinking to invite Valerie. She let Elizabeth know she was going to invite another lady to come along, and Elizabeth replied that she'd meet them on the trail. Esther had good intentions in asking Valerie on the nature trail, but she wondered if it was the best idea at the moment. She followed her instinct and called Valerie anyhow. Esther asked Valerie if she wanted to go for a walk and clear her head with some ladies who were willing to listen and talk about their experience as well as sharing their own. Valerie was surprised that Esther had called, as it hadn't been a full 24 hours since she had returned home. But she agreed to meet up at Vashti's Boutique, as it was close to her work.
Well, will Esther share her experience of Venezuela with the girls on the nature trail? Will James come back into her life at any time in the future? Will Esther ever find the love that she so desires? Stay tuned to next week when the girls meet up on the nature trail and everything starts all over again. I thank you so much for listening. You can receive a signed copy of Pole Date or Soulmate, Volume 1 or 2, just by providing your feedback. Go to PoleDateOrSoulmate.com. or message me right here on anchor.com or email me info@poledateorsoulmate.com, or it may be guest@poledateorsoulmate.com. I really appreciate you listening. Thank you very much, and tune in to next week when the stories start picking up and moving forward. And always seek peace, joy, and love.